Yo, yo, yo. You listen to Serving the Server podcast. I'm Jay.
I'm Brett.
And you know, I'm glad to get into it. So, first off, what do you think about the George Floyd situation?
Oh, George Floyd, man. This shit's crazy, man. This is messed up, man. Bad situation, man.
So, yeah, it's messed up, man. RIP George Floyd. And today we're not really going to get into George Floyd, but the topic is trust and respect. And going off of the George Floyd thing, we want to know, can black people trust the police? Is there any way that the police can gain back the trust of black people? We already know the answer. Black people do not trust police. So we want to know, we're trying to figure out, is it a way that black people can trust the police again?
So, hell no. You can't build no motherfucking trust. How are you gonna do that?
I'm saying.
You can't build no trust in no black people, man.
So you don't think there's no way police officers can build trust in the black community?
Not in this lifetime.
So you think you just get rid of police altogether?
Shit, most of them motherfuckers. Shit. You know, you're gonna need them. You need police, but I don't know. They need to rewrite the procedures and shit, how they arrest people and all. They need to do that over, and that shit need to be looked at. And people need to sit down and like all that, putting your knee and tell people start resisting. How the fuck you gonna put your knee in somebody back of their neck on the hard ass ground, tell them stop resisting, stop moving? How the fuck I'm not gonna move? I'm trying to breathe. I'm trying to position myself to breathe or something, man. You fucking putting all your weight on the back of my neck. Like, they need to change all that shit. That shit got to be rewritten, harassing motherfuckers. Like, that shit is crazy. They need to change it, man.
Yeah. See, I feel like it's not just the police that we don't trust. It's the whole system of how everything works against black people, from slavery to civil rights to now. We don't trust them because they set the system up to work against us. Mm-hmm. So if we was going to trust them, it had to start from the top. Like you said, they're going to have to change the laws. And then they're going to have to execute them changing the laws of people. Get all the racist police out of there. And the people that, some people not even racist, they on a power trip.
Ain't no police then.
Some of them, also, you got black police officers. Some of them be on a power trip.
Yeah.
And they just want to feel powerful. And that's what I always say. Another thing is about respect. You got to show them respect in the street, because
yeah, true.
Just like any other person with a gun, you gotta respect the shooter. Respect the person with the gun in their hand when they're telling you to do this and do that. People be like, nah, don't comply. Every time you listen to the police, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna make it home.
Sometimes.
Yeah, like I said, it's gonna have random events where police just acting crazy and they wanna kill somebody that day. But I don't trust them, so that's why I'm going to listen to what they tell me to do, because I know one bad move, I'm going to be dead. So you got to respect them. But it's just hard to, it'll be hard to trust them. Like, oh, if I get pulled over, I know this police is going to do me right, or I got a fair chance. If I really wasn't doing something they said I was doing, I can talk to them. We can have a conversation. He's like, you know what, you're right, I'm going to let you go. It don't work like that when you're in the street with the police. Like, they pull you over, they said you were speeding. This is what it is. There's no argument there. You know what I'm saying? You were speeding. Yeah, take the ticket, IQ, man, and go to court.
They make it bad on themselves, man, because, like, you just got to, when they try to arrest you and all that, a lot of people make it bad on themselves because they don't want to listen. They want to, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to get handcuffed. They don't want to do this. Like, just do what you got to do, man. Fight in court. It don't make sense to try to fight it on the street. Because no matter what the fuck you say, they still gonna cuff you, and they still, you know what I'm saying? And you can do all that
right,
yelling, arguing, fighting. You still going down. You still gonna get angry. You still going down there.
Yep,
so
man,
the best thing for you to do, instead of fighting them, fighting in court, man. You know what I'm saying? Fighting in court, because a lot of times, you know, if it's hard, and it'd be a lot of bullshit, but they just want to handcuff you and take a nigga to jail. But once you start fighting, that get them the right, you know what I'm saying, they don't get them the right, but they be getting away with this shit. They gonna try to start twisting your arm behind your back and trying to motherfucking Do all kind of weird shit that they ain't got no business doing, but we got to stop fighting these motherfuckers. Like, we got to stop trying to fight them every time they trying to handcuff you. Especially if you know you did some dumb shit or you know you fucking up. Like, stop trying to get out of it and stop fighting these motherfuckers, because if they kill you or they fuck you up, they going to get away with it. You know what I'm saying? They going to get away with it. And the only reason why that dude got locked up because bad people start tearing shit up. The only reason why they locked that cop up, because they wasn't even going to lock him up. He wasn't even locked up. Just like the dude that killed the dude that was jogging. That motherfucker was walking around here for 3 months. Him and his punk ass son. They weren't locked up. They just killed the nigga and they sitting at home chilling like it's all good. And it took them a while to go get them. So we gotta stop fighting these police back, man, and just fight it in court. And you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of cops be assholes and they got slick mouths, but you gotta understand, man, they got the advantage and they always listen to them. So the best thing you can do is, I know it's hard, but you just gotta try to just do what you gotta do so you can make it out alive. But you see, this shit's not a game. They're killing motherfuckers, man. And
I was gonna say, when you get into an argument with a police officer at a stop or when they encounter you, it's always gonna make you look bad in court when they say he was aggressive, he was this and that. And I'm not saying don't talk to them, but if you can talk to them, but long as you're in a calm way, you can try to talk yourself out. It might work, it might not, but stay calm about it. If they be like, okay, no, they don't want to hear what you're talking about, and they want to turn around, put handcuffs on, let them do what they got to do.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But if you try to talk yourself, just stay calm with it. Don't be getting mad and yelling and flipping out. Just get somebody to record it or something. You got somebody with you to record it. That might not work. I had an incident where I tried to record something. They did something wrong to us. They made me delete everything off my camera. But this is an FBI agent. So it was, I don't know if, that's what got me, because I didn't know if it was a difference. Like, I'm an FBI agent, I can't be on camera, we can go there and tell you to sit all day, then I'm going to delete it, or you can just delete it now. So nobody wants to go through all the emotions of going downtown, go through your camera,
and then they know we don't know no better, and we know we ain't know the rights. He could have been lying and shit, you know what I'm saying?
He could have been.
But it sounds good.
9 out of 10, he probably was lying.
Sounds good, so motherfuckers would be like, fuck it, but you know what I'm saying? You can record. Now that I realize, now you can't record no motherfuckers.
Yeah,
it ain't illegal to record them. That's why they get so mad when you start recording them. Yeah. First thing they tell you, get the camera on my face. Get the camera. No, you can't tell me not to record you.
Yeah, so now this is a while ago before the internet was really.
I remember when
I was just saying, this before the internet and everything was always going viral. This is back. I had a camcorder. It wasn't even a camera phone. I had a camcorder. So I'm just saying, show them respect. They did wrong. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, just had to comply with them.
Yeah,
the niggas didn't want to go through the motions. They don't want to go to jail for the day for something stupid, because they know they'll take you to jail knowing you're going to get out later, but they want to take you through the motion.
Knowing you're
going to
get out.
So it's
knowing you're going
to
get
then right. You're going to have to go to court behind it.
Then you got to go to court. Then you got to take off work or whatever you got going on, you got to stop and do it to go deal with them.
Yeah, but I mean, you got, and then you kind of, at the same time saying that, you kind of need the people that's going to resist, because it forces new change. Like what happened with George Floyd, they say he was resisting, and if he wasn't resisting, none of this stuff would happen. They could keep doing what they're doing at the same time. But if we was focused more on the court side of it, it would help break the system too. Like I said, they at the bottom of the system. They really don't get no say so in a lot of stuff. They just do they have their commands and they do what they supposed to do every day. It's their job. The people higher up making the system and letting them do all this stuff, so we can go over their head.
Go ahead. Yeah. You can go over there, but man, that shit, man, I don't know, man. What y'all gotta do, man, y'all definitely just whatever y'all do, man, don't fight them, man. Just fight them in court. It could definitely save your life. Because they get away with too much, man. We gotta stop fighting start fighting them. The women too, man. They beating up women and slamming teenage girls, man. This is just crazy, man. Seeing them over power slam a girl, man. Girl wasn't even really resisting, man. So, and it don't take much for them to start snapping. So that's what I'm saying. So you gotta. I ain't saying you gotta kiss their ass and be afraid. You definitely don't want to be afraid, but just know that
Yeah, never be afraid of them.
Don't be afraid of them. But that's what they want. They want you to be afraid of them. They think they tough. You know what I'm saying? They really pussy, but...
Yeah, you think that's what they want you to be scared. When they see you not scared of them, they thinking they might have did something wrong. Like, why they not nervous? I'm a police officer. Why they not nervous of me? Why they not scared when I pull up? So then they start thinking you know something that they don't. If you confident and you like, okay, yeah, you just being too relaxed about it, they start, well, you know, I'm going to just give you a warning. I didn't got off with a warning plenty of times. I ain't kissing no ass. I'm just being calm about it. I ain't arguing with you. I'm like, okay, that's what you say. And they're like, well, you know what? You cooperate. I'll just give you a warning. You didn't get loud with me. You didn't have an attitude about it. Because that's all they pull you up. They want to fuck with you.
Yeah.
And I got off of a lot of warnings just by, like, them saying that right there.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, I want to go into the next topic about trust and respect. And about losing and regaining trust and respect with different people. So one scenario that always crossed everybody's mind that, or could have happened to some people, is if you're in a relationship and if your boyfriend or girlfriend sleep with one of your close friends. And I'm the type of person to say, once something like that happened, there's other things that can happen to cross the line of trust. But when something like that happened, you can never fully trust somebody again, 100%. That's how I feel. Some people think differently. What you think? You feel that somebody, you could trust somebody 100%? I'm not saying immediately, like over time, but you'll eventually get back to 100% trust with them where you can leave them in the same position as before because you trust them and think they're not going to do the same thing they did last time? Or would you be like, no?
It takes time, man. I don't know, man. You say if somebody...
This is like a quick scenario. Say you got a house and your girlfriend there and somebody come visit. When your friend, they need to stay, and then you leave or something, go to work, and he smash your girl while you gone. So, this is a quick scenario. So, I'm saying, even if you stay in a relationship with the same chick, or friends. No, I'm not even getting into that. I'm saying, if you stay in a relationship with that friend, or stay in a relationship with that same significant other, is there any way that you would be able to trust them again? Would you ever leave them 10 years down the line? Would you leave them in the house together again?
Yeah, I'd leave them.
You crazy.
Leaving for dead, goddamn.
That's what I said. You can never get that type of trust back once you break it.
Nah, you can't. That's crazy right there. You too many women out here for you. I mean, if you and your homeboy got to understand that it's your main girl, it's your wife or something, like, come on, you can't do that, man. Like, you ain't supposed to play like that. You know what I'm saying? As far as a woman, she's done too. As if you fuck your best friend, tell her what else she'll do.
Like we say, it always go back to the woman. Not because the woman is worse or men can't slick talk. When it comes to sex, when it comes to cheating with sex, women are always in control of when and how it happens.
Yep.
Don't let them tell you nothing different, unless they get raped. That's the only way. That's how I look at it. If you're not getting raped, you was in control of that situation as far as when it comes to sex.
Yeah, you definitely in a situation.
So they always in a situation. Always come back down to the woman.
Yeah.
So, it's like...
What you think, though? Would you be able to trust one of your friends if this shit happened to you?
Hell
like a woman? Would you be a woman?
Yeah. I'm leaving.
What if y'all was married, though?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not married. I can't answer that question right. But the only thing I'm saying is, I'll just get into the trust part. Like, that's more into the relationship side. I'm just saying trust.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah, that's
a good question. So what?
I would have to ask people or a relationship expert or something about what goes into most people's mind when they take this person back. Because you don't trust them. People that cheat, they get back relationship, but they either gonna cheat now or they gonna go through your phone because they don't trust you. Now they going through your phone.
Get back
to they suspicious of every little thing you do. You run into some traffic on your way home, they think you cheating. So there's no way people gonna trust you. It could take 5-10 years.
Might take some time.
Yeah, but you'll never trust them to the point where if they say they doing something that's kind of suspicious, that before you was like, I trust them. They doing something that's kind of suspicious, but I trust them. They said this all they was doing. They didn't do nothing. Fuck it. So you find something else out different. After that, when anything suspicious come up, like I said, 10, 15 years later, you still be like, oh, nah, they doing that shit again. They on that same shit they was in back in the day. you that shit gonna be burning to the back of your mind.
Yeah.
That's why for me it's hard for me to trust people in general. But I know that's like a big one that people a lot of people come across that everybody can relate to.
Everybody can relate to that because everybody
they know some
relationship and they didn't had it cross your mind that, you know what I'm saying? And you cross your mind because nobody wants to get their heart broke. Nobody wants to get wants to get their feelings hurt.
This is just a what if question. Not even saying that you're in that position.
But you know
you
somebody.
Trust people. If you know somebody.
You know somebody that did it.
Right.
You might have. Or you might have been one that was cheating.
Yeah, you might have been the outside person doing the cheating or the married person or the one in the relationship. I know that happens to a lot of women that they don't know they the side chick.
Oh yeah.
Well, now we was talking about people that's friends, so they had to know. They would have to know. We talk about that.
Oh yeah, if you was friends, could you trust your friend again? What's some other things like break your trust that you can?
One thing with breaking trust is stealing. I don't like people that steal.
Stealing.
If I can't leave you alone at my house, or I can't leave you in my car or something, or if I think you're just gonna steal something, I can't trust you. You ain't gotta steal from me. If I see you steal from other people, I ain't gonna trust you. You ain't gotta steal from me.
Nobody likes to thief. But, you know, I don't know, depending on what they take, man. But, you know, after a while.
Yeah, you can get over it.
Get over it, you know what I'm saying? But it depends what it is, though. It just depends what it is.
Yeah, like when it comes to stealing, it's not going to be a lifelong grudge if it's like a family member or something. I get over it. I'm just saying as far as trust come in, no way. I'm not trusting you. You're a thief. It would take a long time to be like, nah, you're not going to steal nothing from me. She's not going to steal from me. Or, you know, you doing favors for people. You thinking you're doing something good and they talking behind your back. And all the time they felt like they was playing you, joking on you behind your back. Like, you could lose trust like that too. Respect. You lose respect for people. Like, damn, I thought I was helping you out. You need me. But you the whole time you just was playing me, using me for this or trying to use me for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That gets people angry. Like that gets people killed sometimes. Feel like they're getting played.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If a dude doing something for a chick, helping her out, and the whole time she wasn't really fucking with him like that, just using him for money.
Women do that a lot, man. They think that's like when, like I told my daughter when she was young, like, don't be out here trying to, cause you know women, they got women out here that they use niggas for different things. Exactly. Like that the one dude that, you know, like to take you out to eat. You got the one dude that, you know, he fix your car, wash your car, he gonna do your yard work. You got the one dude that'll give you money. You know, they got different, because they think that shit is cute. Like, but you can't play with some dudes, you just can't play with because they might be really into you and you just use them for certain shit.
Yeah, if you fucking them, not fucking them, that could be something like they think
you
ain't serious.
You can be acting like you're going to fuck them.
I was saying that way. Or if you are fucking, they thinking they get into a serious relationship. Like, oh, no, I'm not taking shit. Like, I got three other dudes that I'm fucking with. Mm-hmm. Once they find that out, they go flying off the handle. Doing some crazy shit.
I told my daughter that at a young age, like, that shit not cool. You see other girls doing that shit, let them have that, because you got them dudes that'll wick out and motherfucking kill your ass, you know what I'm saying? Because they giving you money, they doing this. I done seen dudes give chicks money and, you know what I'm saying, they trying hard to, you know what I'm saying, impress them or be with them, and, you know what I'm saying, it can end up bad for you, so that shit ain't cool. Maybe listen to the little rap songs on them bitches, all them, like that shit ain't cool.
Yeah, and then, like, another scenario that you don't come across a lot, but, like, say, you can't trust everybody around your kids. You know what I'm saying? Man. You don't come across that a lot, but say you meet somebody and they might be cool, you might want to watch your kids, but they might not do none of your kids, but say you find they had a history or something, they might have had a charge back in the day, they had to register as a sex offender. You didn't have no personal experience with them people, but that right there, them having to have that in their past would make you not trust them. Like, no, they're not watching my kids. I don't even care.
That's
how long ago it was.
Because a lot of chicks, man, anybody watch their damn kid, man. That's what I don't like about some chicks, man. I know it's going on topic a little bit, but chicks that let anybody watch their kids, man. You just meet a girl a couple of weeks ago, now you end up watching your kids, You know what I'm saying? Or you start messing with a dude and you gotta go to work. Can't get in touch with the kid's father, so you got this new nigga watching your kids. You know what I'm saying?
He got them let your kid in there playing with guns and
being around
blowing weed, smoking their face.
Yeah, he could be immature, and you know what I'm saying? He's not his kid, so he don't care what he do around them.
I'd be
like that before when I was young. You know what I'm saying? Like, they my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I know other people that, you know what I'm saying, be like that. But yeah, women need to definitely watch. You know what I'm saying? Watch who they have around their kids. He doesn't let be your kids or anybody. Like, you had them. I know a while ago, I knew this one lady, her son had shook somebody's baby. He was messing with a girl, she had kids, and I guess the kid was, he shook the baby, or he beat him, ended up killing that baby. You know what I'm saying, the kid wasn't even his.
Anger problems.
Kid wasn't even his. You killed another man's baby because, you know what I'm saying, you got anger issues. She left the kid with him while she went to work.
Yeah, so that's...
You gotta watch. You can't just be trusting any goddamn body.
And see, like, once something like that happened, and like I said, in my opinion, it's impossible to get that trust back.
You can't get
trust back from people once you do certain things. If it's something small that people get over, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. If you can get over it, if it's a small thing that you're like, you kind of don't trust them for a little minute, but then you get over it, like, nah. I can't think of those situations, but there's other stuff that can happen that's like short term. Then you got certain big things that's like, once somebody do one thing, you're not giving them the opportunity to do it twice. Some stuff you can let people, you know what I'm saying, they get over on you once or twice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so you like, man, nah, they got me on this. You kind of stay away from them for a little bit, but you venture back to them.
Yeah.
Some shit you just like, I'm done with this person 100%. There's nothing they can do. I don't care. They got them offer me $1 million to be around them, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it depends what it is for the most part. If it ain't nothing too big, sometimes you can come back from it, but...
And I was saying...
If they keep doing it over and over, you know what I'm saying? Then you might want to cut them loose too.
Yeah, they got a problem or they just don't have no respect for you.
They keep doing something over and over and over, they ain't got no respect for you, so...
I was saying, yeah, that's a big thing when it comes to relationships, not just... Like, just, I'm talking like friends, girlfriends, family members. You got a relationship with somebody, it take years to build enough trust. 20 years, you can fuck up the whole situation of one little thing. You know what I'm saying? And never come back. Some people care about relationships with other people because they don't just jump and quit and go to the next relationship. Like, oh, okay, I'm hanging with this person on one day, they do something, I'm hanging with this other person. Like, that shit affects certain people. More than it affects other people. The people that do shit like that, they make friends quick. They already using somebody, so they make friends real quick. And people get burnt like that in those type of situations. They have a small amount of friends that they fuck with for a long time. You gotta watch people that always got a new friend every summer. Cause why you got a new best friend every summer? Something about you that people can't trust you. You know what I'm saying? It's something about you. You shouldn't be flip-flopping friends every year. Having a new best friend or living with a new person every year. New girlfriend, new boyfriend every year.
That's what girls do. They're famous for that. That's when we get the girls up here, we got to ask that. That's one of the questions we got to ask some females, because females always got new friends. Every time you turn around, they got a new friend. And then they talk behind their back. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
They always bashing their friends. I think just because women think everything is like a competition, they take it to heart. Like, me and you could be in a friendly competition, or even if it's not a friendly, because you're like a small competition or something, or once I know how you are, I'm like, okay, I know when he come around, he going to do this, he going to do that. It's just how he is. He want to show off, he want to do this, he going to spend extra money, he going to do something. I know how he is. Women, they ain't going for that. Once they do it one time,
they get mad, like, they be getting mad, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh. He knew we was just going to the store. She put the outfit on, so she just trying to, yo, it's just an outfit, yo. Like, who cares? Like, it's not that deep, man. They make it seem worse than what it is. It's not that deep, yo. But we have the conversation. It's out of fun. We have fun with it. Like, who can get sneakers, who can get the freshest or something. That's just out of fun, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's out of fun. Nobody take nothing to heart. It's just fun, man. It's something to do, man. It ain't nothing. Women, they take it to heart. They They ready to kill somebody behind a little shit like that. She thinks she cute because she got them. You know, yeah. You want them same boots, man.
Yeah, she ain't making no money. She got something. Yeah, she got three dudes that paid for that.
You go from talking about a pair of sneakers or something, now she a hoe, and she did that there, but you hang with her every day. So what that make you?
But yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Once that starts, they not going to be hanging out for much longer.
Y'all hang together every day, though. But last week, y'all just busted. But, best friends. But, you know. Women definitely got to work on that trust. Some women, man, I don't say all of them, but I know. Once I came across, man, you got to start trusting everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could end it on that note. But the thing is, I want to see what other people got to say. So y'all can send us a message in response to this podcast, what y'all think about these same topics or other topics y'all want to touch on, want us to touch on in the future. You know, you can follow me on Instagram, SpecsIMF.
You can follow me on Instagram, RedIMF.
So yeah, man, just go to our Instagram
page. We got the IMF store too. We got t-shirts and all that up there.
Yeah, at the IMF shop on Instagram.
Got masks and all that.
Masks, t-shirts, Uptown 757.
But, you know, we got...
Creasing my funds.
Yeah, creasing my funds and all that. But we gonna try to get some females up here too, so we can get they thoughts on something for y'all. So don't think that we just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of different topics coming up.
There's females up here, too, so they can get their opinion and all that. We just giving our opinion, how we feel about certain things, so.
Like, yeah, don't take this as we spit facts. We giving our opinion on this. So, like you said, everybody got their own opinion. So, we want to hear some of y'all opinions on it. Give us some feedback. Let us know what y'all think. You know, that's it. We out.
Yeah. 27 minutes.